We'll start by reciting the Heart of Perfection of Wisdom Sutra in Mandarin. However, you can do it in English if you're more comfortable on your own. 先念诵般若波罗蜜多心经小的法本。这本小的法本是第三面。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎嘚嘎嘚，帕拉嘎嘚，帕拉桑嘎嘚，波利苏哈。接着我们要念诵的是功德本颂。The next recitation is Foundation of All Good Qualities. We'll recite in Mandarin. 功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇身，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用由彼清净心令所引发正念正知，极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若请发心去于三种界，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚实果位。
Okay, before the talk, we start short meditation. Okay.
现在同样在开始前，先做一个呼吸观的共修。
Okay, then start with breathing meditation. Okay, breathe in and out. So then, focus your mind on the breath.
我们要很自然的呼出吸入，然后将我们的心念呢专注于呼吸上。
So now, then, in front of oneself, now visualize the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, and also sit on the golden throne, okay? The lotus mantis, and on top of the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, so made of light, lively, try to visualize clear as possible.
现在呢，观想前方的虚空出现一个莲花座，就金色的莲花座，上面有个莲花，然后莲花上面有个月轮，月轮上面呢就出现本师释迦牟尼佛，相好光明，栩栩如生，啊，观想的越清晰越好。
Okay, then when you have clear visualization, then you can put your palm together and visualize. Then you are making prostration to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Also, then same time, you can visualize numberless of offering and offer to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
这样的观想后呢，我们就可以双手合十，然后观想呢，你顶礼向本师释迦牟尼佛做顶礼，便向本师释迦牟尼佛做出无量无边的供养，遍满整个虚空。
Okay, so then next we recite Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times, so that then visualize light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself and all sentient beings, by then purified all our physical pain, mental suffering, you know, totally purified, visualize that.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次，在念心咒的时候呢，也同时观想本师释迦牟尼佛身体放出大光芒哦，这进入我们的身体，然后净化了我们心理上的烦恼，净化了我们生理上所感受到的痛楚，就完完全全都完全清除了。 Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta
Okay, so, Okay, so last class we talked about this wheel of life. So so I was talking what make us circle in samsara, So there's very first circle that symbolize tea poisons. Ignorance, anger, attachment, like that. Then second, the second circle, so white and black, they symbolize the karma, white karma and black karma. So because of these two, then we circle in samsara endlessly. Yeah.
这上个星期的开示呢，我们看到了 就是 Kimmer 之后我们开始了这个生命之轮或者轮回图，这个图画呢告诉我们什么让我们在这个娑婆世界中啊不断的轮回。所以这正中心的这个同心圆呢就画了三只动物，就代表了三毒，分别是我们的贪嗔还有痴。这三毒，由这三毒引发呢，所以我们就造作了黑白业，就带到了这个第二个同心圆。黑色呢就代表黑业，我们带就是我们造作的恶业；白色呢代表我们造作的善业。就因为这个业果的造就呢，让我们不断的在这个娑婆世界中呢不断的轮回。
说的。So again, so very root of the problem, or root of the suffering, is the ignorance. You know, there's three poison among three, then is the ignorance. You know, from ignorance arise attachment and anger. You know, most of the of karma created by the attachment, due to the ignorance, attachment arise because of attachment. Then,You create the karma.
轮回的根本呢，其实就是这个同心圆里面的三毒。这三毒里面呢，它最根本的就是我们的愚痴无明。因为这个愚痴呢，所以呢，它就引发了我们的贪执。因为我们有贪执的话呢，我们就去造作了我们的业果。
So like that. So, so you.When you analyze, you know, how we create karma, when you analyze, mainly we see something in reality is not really bring you everlasting happiness, but we see, you know, we believe all these desirable objects, we see they bring so much happiness to oneself. Then we believe on that, and we attach on that.So because of that, then we create the karma.
这样呢，这三毒是怎么样的？我们该如何去分析呢？就这个业让我们在轮回，在这个娑婆世中轮回，这样业究竟是怎么样造作的？我们怎样去造业让我们轮回呢？其实呢，这是根本由于我们的愚痴无明，因为我们相信呢，我们所追求的事物能带给我们永恒的快乐，这就是一种愚痴。因为呢，我们相信我们去追求的，我们追求的道呢，将会带我们很多很多无量的快乐。因此，我们对我们所追求的东西产生了这个贪执的心理。因为这个贪执的心理呢，我们就造作了业。
So, so then, you know, so I mean, looking our own life, the point is looking our own life. So, attach, so many, again, you look deep, go a little bit clearer, because we are attached to this life, you know, we are so attached to this life.You know, so because of that, we create so much negative karma. You know, whole point is that you have to understand that, you know, because we're so attached to this life, you know. So that because of that, you know, for sake of this life, so we create so much negative karma.
Hmm. 我们可以看看哦。回顾一下我们的生命啊，如果我们有对自己的生命有一个反思啊，去观察我们的一生啊，到今天为止这一生，你可以看到呢，其实呢，我们在我们的生活中呢，我们会有很多很多的贪执，因为我们这些贪执呢，是因为我们对我们的这个生命啊，这一生啊，起了贪执的心理，所以呢，我们就造作了黑业。所以我们这一点是我们必须看清楚啊，去观察清楚，去明白的。因为呢，我们对这一生呢非常的执着这一生所拥有的这一生的快乐，所以呢，我们就造作了这个黑业。
So like that. So because our whole, you know, well, our mind is very attached to this life. So then, you know, then whatever you do, you know, so very difficult to collect merit or accumulate good karma. It's very difficult, you know, because whatever we do is solely for that, this life, you know, then attached just to for that. Then all this action karma become negative karma, you know.
我们的心念呢，是非常于执着和贪执于这一生的，所以呢，不论我们做什么，我们身口意所做的任何东西啊，都很难去积累善业，很难去增添我们的福德，因为我们所做的一切呢，都是要保护好好的保护我们这一生呢，让我们这一生呢得到快乐。所以我们所有的身口意哈，因为要了贪执这一生呢，所以所造的都是恶业。
So therefore, really, you know, have to understand that if you are too attached to this life, then difficult to practice Dharma. You know, so that what the great master said, if you are attached to this life, then you are not Dharma practitioner, you know.
所以这一点是我们需要自己去理清、去明白的。如果我们很贪执于这一生的话呢，我们很难真正开始修行。像所谓的伟大的祖师和成就者呢，他们都说了，如果我们执着这一生的话，我们是不可能成为一个修行者的。
So like that. So again, you see that, you know, because of too attached to this life, because of that, all the other negative emotion arises, such as anger, jealous, pride, all this based on that. You know, you look, it's very clear, you know, so like that. Because of too attached to this life, all the negative emotion arises. You know, anger, all those. You know, so because of that, again, you know, you accumulate so much negative karma.
因为我们对于这一生的执着，当我们讲这一生就对这一生的享乐啊，这一生所得到啊，所拥有的东西啊，因为我们贪太过执着这一生的话呢，我们的烦恼呢就很容易升起，各种各样的烦恼就会升起了，贪嗔慢疑啊、妒忌啊等等哦，各种各样的烦恼呢就会升起。这种烦恼升起的时候呢，我们呢就很容易造作积累这个恶业。
So like that, then because of that, so we create the karma, which is negative karma. So that, you know, sometimes Tibetan word they say black negative karma. You know, I mean, napo mikewele, karpo kewele, napo mikewele, the black negative karma, white virtuous karma. Sometimes Tibetan word is like that.
Kim Mishin 要教我们藏文。 就通常因为我们对这一生的执着呢，所以我们很容易啊就造作了很多的恶业。像西藏的藏人，通常恶业他们就用黑色来代表，所以他们讲造作了黑色的恶业。若是善业，他们就讲造作了白色的善业。
So like that. So then again, of course, if only you create this life, only negative karma, you know, you create so much negative karma in this life. So that because of that so much negative karma, then, you know, going downward, you know, downward. So that symbolized here in the black color, then different, you know, animal, human being, whatever, not human being, the ox,
hungry ghosts,
harem, like that, you know, going downward like that. So, when you have created so much negative karma, then of course, rebirth is only lower realm, you know. such as helping somebody else's animal like that.
所以呢，当我们非常注、非常执着啊，可能执着还是比较佛教的有，都很专注、很专注于我们这一生呢、啊，就是现在啊，这一刻、啊、这一生所拥有、所得到的东西的话呢，我们很容易啊，就会去造作恶业。因为我们没有想太多，就是这一生我们要拥有、要得到的，哦，所以呢，我们就很轻易的哈、哦、造作很多很多，然后去积累。如果每一刻每一刻都是这样，很容易就积累很多的恶业。这样，当你积累这些黑色的恶业的话，你看那个第二个同心圆是黑色的，你呢就会坠落。所以呢，那个图画呢，你看那些那个三样东西都是往下掉的，就表示呢，你造作恶业的话，你会往下掉，掉到哪里呢？就说呢，你这一生过后，你就掉入这个三恶道去了，掉入成动物啦，就旁生道啦，恶鬼啦，肚子大大的那个是恶鬼道，还有火的那个是地狱道。你就很容易就，因为你造作了很多很多的恶业呢，所以你就坠入这个三恶道了。
So like that. So I don't know if I can.
Why virtuous karma?
Not to talk into. I don't know what I can. And just to get some idea. yeah, I think Buddha teach in the one of the Vinaya Sutra, he mentioned about how long, if you take rebirth in helping, how long your life is spent there, you know. Just give one idea. So here Buddha mentioned that, you know, our life is spent, for example, 100 years, for example. That is the, what to call, our life is spent 100 years is the one day of the heaven of 33, you know. That's just one day for them. You know, 100 years is just one day for them.
So, Fo Zai Ji Lu Jing Yo Shuo Dao, Jushu.给我们一些所谓的时间的概念，因为如果你出生在不同的道，我们不是有六道对吗？六道的众生对时间的观念是不一样的。佛在戒律经就有讲了，如果呢我们的人寿是100岁，就是我们100年的话，就是100年呢是33天的一天而已。
So like that, I mean, of course, in.We mentioned even the God, there are many different realms, you know. We have 6 different desire realms. God, we have 6 different levels. This is the second level, yeah. So, like that, you know, our 100 years is just for one day for them, you know.
所以呢，这个三十三天呢，是欲界的天人的时间观念，这个欲界的天人呢，总共有6个欲界天。这33天呢，是欲界天人的第二天，啊，所以呢，我们这边人寿100岁啊，活了100年，在那边其实他们只觉得是一天而已。
So like at what called 33, no, the heaven of 33, that last total life span, you know, is.Like one day like that, so go 30 days, year, then 1 year, yeah. The 37, heaven, one day.
Mm-hmm. It's 100 years.
No. One day is our 100 years. Now, 37, one day, 30 days is 1 month, yeah. There are 1 month. Then 1 year like that. Mm-hmm. According to that like that. So they live 3,000 years like that.
所以呢，这个欲界的第二天呢、啊，就叫三十三天。这样呢，人寿一百年是那边的一天。这样呢，三十三天的天人的寿命呢是三千年。所以你去自己去乘，世间是多少年呢、啊？你自己去乘了、啊、哦，我不能讲乘了、啊。所以那数目字是后面哦，三后面有很多0000000000。
OK， I don't know. Then,
要不要乘一下？有谁乘出来了？看看人间是多少？
The exactly correct or not? I'm not. The point is here. So that kind of 3,000 year of the heaven of 33 is just a one day of the helping. No.
Okay. 现在呢，三十三天的天人的寿命，就天人的天的日子的三千年哦，人间很多年了哈、哦，三千年了、哦，是地狱道众生的一天。所以地狱道众生是更长命的、哦、这样的长命是很不好的了。
I don't remember
有谁的数学是很好的、Math genius can calculate.
It's correct.I don't remember exactly lesson. 동카인바테니냐와친바티나키치아라레
百年三十三十
I don't know. Anyway, so I don't remember exactly. I don't know.
十二六三一三一年三
Anyway, so that whatever it is, so I don't know. So you want more, then I have to read more. I don't know. Everything.So anyway, the point is...
99 million years in the Earth realm is a lifespan of the 33. 99 million years.
So anyway,
and it's one day in hell.
So the point is like that. For our human being, the idea is just ideas, you know. Our human being life is like this era is about 100 years. You know, then...You go to the God realm, the life is much longer. You know, then you look at the helping, their life is even longer than that. The idea is that, you know.
所以呢，这样对比的话呢，就刚才已经对比了，就是人间的寿命一百年呢，三十三天的天人是一天，三十三天天人的天人的时间三千年是地狱道的一天，所以你全部换成话就是。三十三天的天人是9,900,000年，人间就变900万年，是地狱道众生的一天而已啊。所以这个对比呢，是要告诉我们，人寿呢，其实100年呢、哦，我们觉得很长，对吗？可是，在天人呢、啊，跟天人来比呢，其实也只是一天而已啊。所以人的寿命跟天人讲，哎呀，觉得太短了啦，然后觉得我们。太短了，然后天人寿命你觉得很长对吗？哇哦，三千年的天人的时间，可是呢跟地狱道众生比起来，哎呀，只是一天而已，所以地狱道其实呢更长。
So anyway, so just get some idea, you know, so I don't know exactly the number, you know, so I have to read more detail, but idea is that, you know, once you take rebirth in the lower realmFor example, helpings. Then, you know, then not short period of time, you know, we have to suffer. You know, so long period of time, we need to suffer, you know.
所以呢，这只是给我们一个天主教给我们一个时间的概念。所以呢，他 他说他没有去真正去算了，所以对到底很精确那个时间是多少。可是呢，从这样对比，你就可以看见呢，下三道啊，如果你坠入下三道的话，在比如说坠入这个地狱道的话，你真的是要长劫受苦，因为它时间太长了，要用劫来算了。长劫，你看佛经，他们就讲长劫受苦，他们不会用长时间的，因为那时间太长了。
So like that, so because of negative karma, you know, nobody asks you to go down, but it's our own negative karma, you know, who bring us in the lower realm, you know. Then once you take rebirth, that long time. Then not only that, there's no opportunity at all, you know, to arise virtuous thought in that time.You know, because you're totally, you know, what it's called, you're totally overwhelmed by the suffering. You know, there's no opportunity to arise in virtuous mind at all. Only the negative mind, you know.
所以呢，我们这样对比这个时间的概念，我们看看哦，如果我们坠入下三道的话，哇，地狱恶鬼畜生的话，哦，因为地狱道，哇，真的哦，那个时间的长的哦，你想都想象不出来。可是呢，并没有人叫你下去三恶道啊，也没有人把你推下去了，是我们自己了，因为我们自己造作这个恶业，所以呢，我们自己把自己推入这个下三道去，这个恶道去，所以。当我们坠入这个恶道的时候呢，因为我们都是在受哦，没有间断的长时间的在那受苦，所以呢，我们所感受到的只有痛苦，我们没有机会，就没有机会，完完全全没有机会，让我们心呢能够有一丁点的时间，能就生出一点那个善念。所以呢，我们没有办法累积善业，因为我们全部被痛苦很激烈、很强的痛苦包围了。所以我们的心念呢，都是感受到都是很不好的、很负面的那种念头。
So like that. So again, the main point to understand is because of the attachment for this life. You know, only thinking this life. You know, to attach to this life.You never thought about the future life, you know. So, because of that, only negative karma created. Because of that, then you take rebirth in the lower realm. Once you take that rebirth, then really, really difficult to come back again, you know.
所以呢，因为啊，如果你这样去想、去思维的话。这就是因为呢，我们太过贪执这一生了，太贪着、执着于这一生了。我们所想到的、所做的一切呢，都只是为了这一生、这一个时刻。所以呢，我们根本没有想到，哎，将来会发生什么事？未来生、下一生会发生什么事？因为我们脑子啊，都是想到都只是这一生，所以我们造作的东西呢。所做出来的、所想的、所做的、所说的呢，都为我们增添了，或者是我们自己去造作了很多的恶业。因为造作了、积累了这样的恶业，当死亡发生的时候呢，我们就坠落下三道去了。当我们一旦啊，我们坠入这下三道的时候呢，我们就很难很难呢、再重新呢、回来了，就很难翻身了。
So therefore, you know, the foundation good quality. After the death, just like a shadow follow the body, the result of black and white karma follow. You know?
所以呢，在这个功德本颂里面呢，就有讲到呢，并且迅速即为死蒙所摧毁，并且确实黑白夜所。找不到相应的了。就我们死后呢，我们的恶业啊，我们的所造作业呢，就好像影子一样跟随着我们，所以呢，就由我们的黑白业来决定我们的去向。
So like that. So, you know, so idea is like that. So after the death, you know, once you die, of course, how much you cherish your body, wealth, possession, friendship, how much you attach. You know, so nothing can bring together. You know, everything have to leave behind. You know, what goes with you, your mind goes with you. Then on top of that, also go the good karma, a bad karma, whatever you accumulate, also go with you. You know, like example here, body and shadow like that. You know, cannot separate. You know, go together like that to next life. So then, according to karma, then you have different rebirth. So much negative karma, then you take rebirth in lower realm.
So, when death happens, then our death, then, 无论我们对我们的身体多么的珍惜，多么的珍爱我们的这个身体啊，或者多么的珍爱啊，执着于我们的亲戚啊、亲朋啊、好友啊、朋友，或珍爱我们所拥有的财富啊等等啊，这一切的我们都要放下，因为这一切呢，我们没有一样东西呢能带到下一生去。 根本都是带不走的，只有我们的心相续，就是一个连续不断的念头，接个念头，这心相续呢，还有我们这一生所造作的黑白业，就好像影子一样跟着我们呢，不能分离。所以呢，这个功德本颂里面就用了"事后跟从犹如影随行"，好像影子永远的跟着你哦，不会离开你。 所以你的心相续，你所造作的黑业，你所造作的白业呢，都紧紧的跟着你，跟到你的下一生去。在下一生去，如果呢，你积累的是很多的善业、白业的话，当然你就有好的来生；如果呢，你积累的是很多的恶业，造就很多恶业的话，当然你就坠落了。
So like that, so to understand, you know, so, you know, so he has so punished that, you know, when attached to this life, you know, you're only attached to this life, then, you know, you create only negative karma to punish that. So then, next life, what happened, you know, then you have to suffer, you know. Not short time, but long period of time.
所以呢，我们经过这样一轮的分析，这个我们应该达到这样的论点，这样的正念，就是呢，我们如果非常执着于我们的这一生的话，我们所做的呢，都是为了这一生的话呢，这样呢，我们造作的呢，肯定都是恶业，这个恶业或者叫黑业，这样如果你造作了，积聚了这么多的恶业的话呢，你的下一生怎么办呢？你的下一生呢，肯定会坠落到三恶道，然后呢，忍受长劫的痛苦。
So must understand that, you know, normally we don't understand this, you know. So because of that, we don't really practice Dharma. The point is that. So when you really understand this, then, you know, how much this brings suffering for oneself, you know, life to life. When you really understand that, then you see the point why you need to practice Dharma, you know.
所以这一点是我们如果真的讲我们要去修行啊，我们是佛教徒，要我们有修的，这一点呢是我们必须弄清楚、弄明白的。什么才是真正的是去修行？如果我们执着这一生的话，我们是不可能真正去修行的。如果我们没有真正修行的话呢，它的后果是怎么样的呢？它会带给我们很大的痛苦啊。 会让我们的坠落这个三恶道。一旦坠落三恶道呢，要重新哦回来啊就很难了。我们不只是在内身呢得到痛苦，我们是生生世世很多生呢都会感受到痛苦的。如果完完全全理清这一点的话呢，我们就明白为什么我们说我们要修行。
So, you know, when you say Dharma practice, you know, Dharma practice, if you, you practice Dharma, so that brings happiness for this life, also able to bring happiness to next life, you know.
所以当我们说，哎，我在修行啊，啊，我在修法，我在修行，哎，如果你真正的能够去修的话呢，不只是这一生得到快乐，你的下一生呢也会得到快乐。
Okay, so this is very, very important point to understand, because we don't understand that, you know, just attached to this life, we don't see problem, you know, when you're running after this life, you know, one after another, you know, pleasure of this life, one after another, one finish, and you start another one, chasing after that, you finish that, then new one. You know, everything like that in samsara, you know, just looking for that kind of happiness. You know, believing is the real happiness. In reality, not real happiness, but believing like that. So we chase after that. Then after final, it doesn't bring everlasting happiness. We know that, or forget that. Then do same thing again and again like that. You know, that because of that, very difficult to create good karma, you know. Only negative karma like that.
So, 刚才所讲的是重中之重，所以是我们必须明白的。我们讲一直必须明白，必须明白。为什么 Karen 就一直讲必须明白？因为我们不明白了。所以他才需要这样讲，因为呢，我们都是很执着于这一生的。我们讲执着，真的是我们很专注，我们所有的精力啊，我们想的啊，我们嘴巴里面讲的，我们做出来的行为啊，我们都是为了这一生的。我们其实觉得，哎，追求这一生其实是 no problem 的，是没有问题的。其实我们不会觉得它有什么问题的，因为呢，我们觉得呢，我们就追逐这一生啊，这一生呢，你看，我可以现在就马上感受得到的嘛，这一生的享用啊，这一生我所需要用到东西啊，什么都是应该的嘛，所以呢，我们就去追求这一生，我们觉得我们应该去追求的，所以我们追求一个接着一个，一个完了，哎，多一个，这个又下一个，多一个，多一个，再多一个。啊，然后呢，我们就不停地去追逐哈，追逐这个这一生的享用。我们觉得我们追求到呢，它可以带给我们很多的快乐，因为我们相信呢，如果我们去这样做的话，这样去追求啊，去做啊，这样讲啊，这样做，我们就会得到快乐。我们真的觉得这样就可以得到快乐，而且这快乐呢是很真实的存在的，这快乐是会给我们很久很久很永久的那种快乐的。因为呢，这就是我们相信的了。可是每次呢，当我们追求了一个享用，那享用过后呢，就变质了。过后，哎，我们觉得，哎，哇，怎么呢？它变了一样，不是我们想象中。这样不用紧，我们再追求一个新的快乐。所以呢，我们就不停地从一个快乐追求到另外一个快乐，我们自己定义的快乐了。因为这样的话呢，我们呢就很难。真的很难呢，去修，真的去修，因为我们没有真正的去修行，所以我们也很难去积累这个善业福报，所以我们积累的呢，大多数呢都是恶业。
Also, to recognize that, so it's very important. In other words, you know.Very difficult to practice Dharma, you know, must recognize this point.
我们真的需要完完全全明白这一点，要不然呢，我们是很难真的开始去修行。
So then next, So like that, so here also mentioned there, you know, the three different realm, you know, like animal, hungry ghost, then hell beings, you know, should there also there symbolize the part of being. And before you go to the hell, you take animal rebirth between that the intermediate state, the part of being. So that symbolize that, you know. So you may live there, you know. The, for example, you take a rebirth at the animal, then you have the, after you die, you know, then you have this intermediate state, the part of being, like animal, then shape of the animal, you know.
这个人呢，他坠落到三阴道的中阴身去了。比如说，这个人他下一生呢要投生到旁生道，就动物了。所以呢，他的中阴身呢就以这个动物的形象出现了。So
like that. So, so then also this part of beings, you know, is not like give birth by the mother, not like that, you know, that's what's called miracle. Miracle birth, Zuki, I think. Miracle birth, like that. Huh? What? Miracle. Miraculous birth. Miraculous. Huh? Miraculous. Huh? Correct? Miraculous birth.
100 100 marks.
Give me. 老师, give me so good. So, miraculous. Miraculous, whatever. So, birth like that. So, you know, you die after that. Immediately, your consciousness leap from body. You have this shape immediately. There's no tag like human birth, you know. First, small, then arm, this come not like that. Immediately, shape. Miracle, you know, so like that, come out like that. So no part of matter.
和我们从平常从母胎里面呢生出来是不一样的，因为我们通常我们出生都是从妈妈的子宫里面呢，那母胎里面生出来的。然后中阴身呢，就不一样。这样它也不是所谓的化身啊。什么是化身呢？就是这一生完过后呢，你就马上转换成那一道的众生的形象，所以它是不需要有父亲和母亲的。 所以这样的投生，我们叫化生。所以呢，六道的众生，他一道完了去另外一道，他有不同的投生的方法。这中阴身是就没有所谓的化生了。
So like that. So in the death, different kind of birth. You know, like this is the birth, miracle birth, miraculous birth. There's another is the what call from the birth from the egg? From the egg. One is the birth of from the womb. Then one is birth from the heat. From the heat. Yeah.
六道的众生呢，从一道投生到另外一道的，有不同的方式。有的是刚才所讲的化生，有的是胎生，好像我们是胎生，从母胎里面生出来。有些是靠温度的，叫做湿生；有些呢是靠软的，就叫软生。So
like that. So I don't know. I mean, we know this very clearly. Birth from the womb, we know that very clearly. Birth from the eggs. It's quite clear. Birth from the heat, I don't know. You know any example?
Maybe. Like crocodiles and all this, the temperature determines the
crocodile come from egg, what do you mean?
But it's actually determined by the temperature, the sexes and all this. Yeah.
Crocodile I saw from the egg, you know. Maybe the what call about the example is the what call lice.
Lice.
You know lice? You ever had? Lice?
Lice on your head.
Head? I used to.
柿子。巴扎的。
巴扎。The lice. Lice, I think, is grow from the heat, I think, if I'm not wrong. I don't think so. They are part of mother. I'm not sure. I hope grow from the heat your body. I'm not sure. Yeah.
所以这个举例子是比较胎生，大家应该没有问题了，因为我们都是胎生的嘛。有这里有谁不是胎生的？我们都是胎生的对吗？卵生我们也很清楚了哈，那鸡蛋啊那些诞生出来的。湿生呢是就靠温度差别的，这样下面就举的例子是那个柿子，长在头发上那种柿子。傻包啊，哎，你的方言和我的发音不大一样的。傻包。
Sabo.
Auntie Lianhua says Sabo.
Sabo is what?
Her dialect lies.
I mean, Singapore, I hardly get the lies.
在新加坡很少看到，对吗？有哈。
有
got.
That means not. Have?
Not in ABC. ABC don't have.
Because in the cold country like Nepal, when I was young, I don't know, 12 and a half year old, when I become monk, then we moved to the Solukhumbu monastery. 6 months we have to live there near the Mount Everest, the Lao Tzu monastery like that. So that time, you know, almost everyone have so many lice, not on the head because we don't have hair, so but in the body, you know, in the sweater, especially cold weather, you need to wear the sweater.
Oh,
so cool. I have only one sweater. So also very cold, I have to wear the socks. So I have black socks, you know. So I have to wear this 2 months, 3 months. We don't have another change. So it's very cold weather, so we don't take shower, you know, for a long time. You wear the same thing. You know, so there's the thousand of lice in the sweater, you know, so like that. So once a while we go shower in the river, so we need to wash our clothes. That time we see how many lice. You know, after a shower, we put on the rock. Have to dry because I have to wear again, yeah? So we don't have another cloth, we have only one. Put there, then you see all the lice. You know, so many lice that then we have to pick up and throw them, of course. No choice, have to wear it back. So like that. So I had this experience myself.
这是 Ken Room 学的故事啊，就他讲故事还讲得很好的，因为他讲可能在新加坡我们很少看到了，在新加坡其实有了，大家看到了，可是 Ken Room 却没有看到啊。啊，这样在温带的地方啊，比如说尼泊尔，就可以常常看到柿子。这样 Ken Roger 在12岁出家的时候啊，这样他们有6个月要先住在梭卢昆布这拉乌多的寺院里面。这样呢，在这个寺院里面，这些小喇嘛们呢、啊，差不多每一个人呢、啊、都有柿子。你看柿子不会长在头发，因为他们没有头发吗？ 哦，他们是出家人哦，出家众没有多少头发，给狮子在那边转来转去，所以那狮子不是长在他们头发，而是长在他们穿的寒衣里面，因为很冷啊，他们穿很多层的那个寒衣。这寒衣还有他们那时候他们也有穿那个袜子，他记得那时候他穿的是黑色的袜子，因为很冷很冷啊，所以他们通常啊都不会说一直更换的，所以他们这些东西啊，御寒的东西啊，他的寒衣啊，他的那个袜子，通常会穿三四个月。这样因为很冷哦，所以他们是没有洗澡的哦。哇，很也是不很冷啊，也闻不到味道了哈、哦，所以呢，他讲这柿子呢就会生啊，一只一只啊，成千上万只，所以这边是很多只。这样通常呢，有一阵子可能不管是多久啊，他们就会去冲凉，他们就在河边呢、啊、洗澡的时候就拿出来对吗？啊，然后去洗啊，你就可以看到。然后，因为他们只有一件而已嘛，洗完了要拿去晒干，你就可以看到柿子在那边，啊，得得得得，跑来跑去啊，啊，就可以看到了。去，所以呢，他对这个柿子呢是有很深的个人的体会的，啊，和我们不一样了。我们的柿子呢，别人的，嗯，啊，不一样了，不一样啊。
So like that, and most of the monk, I mean that time, all same like that, you know, we don't have all the facilities, so there's nothing to change, so we live like that, you know, every 6 months like that. When they get colder, then we move to Kapan like that, 6 months.
So, you know,这大多数的僧人都是这样啊，因为那边的生活设施啊，什么条件也不是很好，所以呢，他们就这样要生活半年哦，在那边哦，尤其是很冷很冷的时候，就是和世子一起生活。
So many like that, I think, I don't know where it's come from, huh?
You're talking about
heat.
Heat.Rebirth using heat.
From the heat. Yeah. I think this all come from there. I'm not sure because we don't shower them, don't change the clothes, you know. After a while, just grow there, you know. So like that.
所以呢，这湿身的柿子就这样的。尤其是当那地方一冷的时候，你又不时常洗澡，你又没有换衣服啊，就是这个样子。
So like that. So, so here, so part of being is different, you know. So it's.Miraculous birth like that. Not only Pardo, I think the helping also, I think something like that. Then, like, take Zibut in the Pure Land. Also, like, miraculous birth like that, yeah.
所以呢，这个中阴身像你这样转换，然后就变成那个样子，就有点像化身哦。这样，如果你坠入地狱道，就马上坠下去的话，哦，就有点像化身。通常呢，我们如果是下一生是投生到净土呢，那个肯定就是化身了，不需要父母的。
So like that, I mentioned that. So, you know, when you go through the part, have to go through the part of them.You have this kind of shape, whichever rebirth we're going to take, you know. So then mentioned that, you know, longest life, you have to live there 49 days, you know, but every week they die, you know, they have to die and again take rebirth in the Pardo until 49 days, mentioned in the text.
所以呢，当这一生过后呢，如果没有马上啊，不是去净土或什么的话，这样你就到达了这中阴身了。在中阴身的时候，如果坠入这恶道，就黑色的那个，哦，你就会以你下一生的那个形象出现在中阴身里面。这中阴身的寿命呢，经典里面讲最长是49天，可是也不是49天呢，就一直是那个样子的。就每个星期呢7天呢，你就死一次，然后再找回那个同样的中阴身的那个形象，每7天死一次，一直再活一次，直到你找到下一生，投生到下一生为止。
Okay, so like that. So then, how we create good karma, like virtuous good karma, how we create. Again, you look deeply again, then this also based on attachment. We create also good karma, not only negative karma, but based on due to the attachment, also we create good karma.
所以呢，刚才讲的是我们因为这个执着贪念哦，所以呢造了恶业，就投生到下三道去了。这样肯定你会问了，那个白色的那个部分的那一块怎么办？第二个同心圆，白色那部分呢是制造善业了。这样我们是怎么样去造这个善业的呢？其实你深一层去思维啊，去分析的话，其实我们造善业也是因为哦，我们有这个执着的心理。
So how we create, you know, through the attachment, good karma, is, you know, seeking pleasure of the future life, you know. So, for example, like human beings, you want to take rebirth in future in human being, or you want to take rebirth in the God's realm like that, you know, thinking about that, attach about that, you know. So due to that, we create good karma.
这是到底我们是怎么样因为这执着而去造这善业的，你可能就会问了，哇，造善也是执着。对，因为呢我们对未来生的执着，比如说呢我们现在是人道，这样我们想哦，将来哦，现在生呢我去更好的享乐，要投身到天人道去，这样你对一个天人道呢就起了这个执着的心理，所以因为这执着心理呢，你就去造作这善业。
So I mean, just for example, like you know, so you want wealth, you know, you want lot of wealth in future life. Because of attachment, then you give generosity, you know, practice of generosity. Because whole idea is you attach the future life.Wealth, you know, I want to be rich, I want to be wealthy family in the future, whatever. So due to that, you do a lot of charities, for example. So that is good karma, you know, create virtuous karma, definitely. So like that, then in future, I want to be look handsome or beautiful. Then you keep precept, morality, for example. You know, because you're attached to that kind of appearance.Beauty or handsome, then you keep the morality or being patient. So like that. So like that, for example, then you keep precept or do charity or being patient, whatever, you know, so you are able to create good karma.
怎么说呢？再进一步去解释了。举个例子了，比如说呢，有人想啊，我下一生啊，我要有很多很多的财富，可能这一生他穷怕了，所以下一生呢，我要很多很多财富。所以呢，他就想哦，这样这一生呢，因为他明白业果道理，这一生呢，我就做很多的布施。所以他做布施要给很多，是因为他心里面这样想哦，他的动机是我下一生要有很多很多财富，所以呢，因为这样的对下一生的财富的执着，所以他这一生呢，他就进行哦，就给很多布施，他给很多布施，啊，所以呢，就是用这样的方式呢，他去造作了善业，所以这个善业也是他造作出来的。或者有人想，嗯，未来呀，未来。我要成为一个帅哥美女，哇！我可能对自己感到，为什么我这样难看的？哦，我要成为帅哥美女嘛，英俊潇洒漂亮啊，万人迷。所以呢，哎，这样我就要怎么呢？他的因是什么呢？哦，是因为持戒、守戒律，所以这一生呢，我就去守戒律。守得很好的，哇！因为呢，可是他守戒律是因为哦，他对未来哦，未来的那个。 那个容貌的那种执着，他要漂亮好看，帅哥美女，哦，所以呢，因为对未来的未来生的执着呢，所以有些人就去做布施啦，有些人就去持戒啦，有些人就去修这个安忍啦，所以他是因为对未来生的执着呢，去做这些东西的话，他就造作了善业。
So like that, so here again.Like Paul, like human rebirth, God rebirth, whatever, you know. So, this is a good rebirth, consider good rebirth, you know. So, all this also because of the attachment, you know, you create karma, then you have this good rebirth. So, through the attachment, you create good karma, virtuous karma.So then, once you have so much this good karma, then you take rebirth in the higher rebirth, like human God, you know, like that.
所以呢，这个人和天人道啊，就算是善道，就好的了，好的，投生的去道了哦。这样呢，因为呢，我们对这些善道的执着。所以起了个执着的心理，所以我们就去造这个善业。当我们积累了足够的善业的时候呢，这一生完了，我们就可以下生就可以投生为人或者投生为天人了。
So like that, so you can see it in the second round there, in the white color, which represents white karma, then going upward, you know, like human being, God.
Demigod
and gods like that, represent like that. Even if you take upper rebirth, you have to go through the path. You know, if you're going to take rebirth like human being, then you have the shape of the human being. And so like that ideas.
所以呢，我们就来到了第二个同心圆的白色的部分。因为呢，我们因为这个执着心力而造就了足够的善业，我们就将来就会投生到善道去。所以是向善的，善道是上面的，所以它是往上的。所以呢，这善道呢，我们也是要经过中阴身。所以中阴身你就可以看到有三个人物，第一个就是。人道的中阴身，第二个是穿那个军装的，就是阿修罗道的中阴身，然后第三个呢，有很多丝带呀、断绸飘，就是天人的中阴身，啊，会飞的。
Okay, so like that. So, so there's when it's a God realm, and also this is talk about the desire realm here. So within the desire realm.Of course, there are so many, you know, like six of them. I don't know. The poor royal lineage, the heaven of 33, land without combat, the joy land, enjoying emanation, controlling other emanation like that.
Yeah. 这个我就翻不出来了啦。这个天人道呢，在天人道投生到天人道这个中阴身啊，这个是欲界天的天人道，有一个六个天哦。这个六个天呢，有第一个是四大天文天，第二个是33天，还有刀立天、夜魔天，还有什么哈？兜率天，还有个他化自在天。Yeah, six. They supply me with the answer.
Okay. Must let them know. Six, you repeat. One, the six. How you grow? The four royal lineage. I don't know.
The four heavenly king.
Yeah.
四大天王天。
Then the second one is the heaven of 33.
33天，第二个。
Land without combat.
无脑天啊。五不还天，应该是无脑天啊，无脑天啊。
Okay. Then third port is like the land, the joyous land. Joyous land.
Is the Tushita heaven?
It's not Tushita. It's similar, yeah.
Similar, but Tushita is something outside there.
Yeah, it's not talking about Tushita. Then that number pit, enjoying emanation light.
Enjoying emanation. 化乐天.
Then controlling others' emanation.
他化, 对吗? 他化自在天.
Anyway, I mean, that's good to know. I mean, this is all inside the desire, you know, so.
所以这些六天呢, 都在这个欲界天里面。
So like that, so, due to the, you know, attachment again, you take this kind, you'll take this kind of rebirth in the God realm, Buddhist realm, you know, we're able to take, get this kind of rebirth, you know, where there is so much enjoyment. You know.
So, because we have the
also when you take rebirth, like for example, the poor royal lineage in a court. So their life span is very long, also you mentioned that.
比如说第一个欲界天就四大天王天，通常歌星哦，我们讲什么四大天王，就 copycat 来的，是从这边抄袭的。这四大天王天，它的寿命是很长的，它不是只有刘德华和郭富城。
啊、
No, in Hong Kong and all this, those entertainers, they're called Four Heavenly Kings. Because those who can sing and dance very well, very popular one, there's Four Heavenly Kings. They actually copycat, they copy from this. They get a name from the first heaven. So I tell them it doesn't refer to Andy Lau.
So also they explain one of the texts. So their lifespan, for example, you know, that 50 years of human life, you know, 50 years of human life is the one day of the poor royal lineage God, you know. That's,
50 years is only one day. So
like that. So then their day, you know, poor royal lineage, their day, one day, count by 30, then 1 month, then go 12 months like that. So that kind of count. Then it's 500 years, you know, their life is spent like that.
然后呢，他们的时间呢，依靠他们时间来算呢，他们可以活500年.
So like that. So, you know, then goes more, their life is, you know, the upper heaven of 33, like that goes, then life is much longer than, you know, that one, you know, much longer than that.
这样每一天呢，那个更上去那天呢，他们的寿命就更长。
So something like that, 33, then 4, no, no, 30,000, no, 3,000, 4,000, like that, so different, you know.
越上面呢，天人的寿命就越长，可能3,000啊、4,000啊、5,000啊，他们的什么几千几千啊，我们这里就算百万了。
So here, the point is what I want to tell is, of course, your good karma, to take rebirth in God's realm, such as poor royal lineage, you know, So good karma, you know, without good karma, you don't exist but there. But the problem, you know, of course you have less suffering, you have everything, enjoyment, you know, everything you have there, but again, there's no thought of Dhamma arise in the mind, you know. Also difficult to practice, you know. You have so much enjoyment, then also difficult to practice Dhamma. You know, no opportunity.
所以呢，我们要明白的就是，如果能够投身到下一生，能够投身到这个四大天王天呐，成为四大天王天的天人的话，当然是你积累啊，这一生积累很大的善业啦、福报啦，因为呢，你就是有这善业福报，才能投身到那天的嘛。那你投身到那天的话，哇，你就有很多很多的享用哦，很多很多的享受哇，享用不足。所以你的感受的痛苦其实很少很少，跟人间比起来就微不足道了，很少很少。可是呢，也就是因为你享用太多了，结果呢，你就没有时间去修习佛法，因为太高兴了，太快乐了，哦，要功德风，要语德云，怎么会想到要去修行佛法呢？
So then, of course, after five, their life is finished like that, you know, so 500 years. But when your life, your karma is finished, then you have to die. There's, you can't live more than that. You know, not possible, you know. So before the death, so there's some kind of sign before 1 week, you know. So there's some kind of sign, you know, you're going to die, you know. So like that, you know, so somehow all the garland you have just suddenly, you know, getting old. Normally it doesn't get old, always fresh. You know, before 1 week you're dying, all the this flower garland become old, you know, then you are, you have little light before, but time of the death, before 1 week, you are what called aura of the light. You know, reduce. So like that.
所以呢，这个天人，我们讲的他活五百岁了，他的五百岁哦，不是人间的五百岁啊，记得，人间五十年他们才一天的哟，在那边的五百岁，可是也是寿命也有用完的一天，对吗？当他的享用啊，他的享用业报啊，受用全部都完了。 业力完了过后，这样他也要死掉的，对吗？哦，他死掉的那个星期，死前的一个星期就惨了。为什么惨呢？死前的一个星期哦，那边的一个星期啊，不是我们这边的一个星期了。那边一个星期哦，一天哦，五十岁，一个星期七天，七乘五十，七有三十五，三百五十岁啊，三百五十年，人间三百五十年的时候，就是他们死前一个星期啊，哦，就那个很多死前的征兆就出现了。 这天人呢、啊，他们是有花蔓的了，他们有花挂着，叮叮咚咚很漂亮的，而且又香的。在花蔓的，你看到、啊、就开始慢慢枯萎了，慢慢枯萎了，枯萎了，然后长得就变臭了。那枯萎了，那天人是有自然的声光的，他们有光会出现的。诶，他们讲人有光了，我们看不到。哦，声光，他们声光是很强很强的，可要死前的那个。 那个一个星期啊，它声光突然间慢慢变弱、变小、变暗。So
like that. So so there's, you know, before the 1 week, there's so many bad signs like that. Also, this very unpleasant sound, normally never heard that, you know. The pipe, almost 500 years, you know, never heard, but suddenly, you know, time of the death, then very unpleasant sound. Here like that. Then also like what call? I also mentioned that once you, normally your eye open and close, you know, but time of the death, you know, once you open eye, look at the object, your eyes always open, you know, cannot close or something like that, before the death.
所以呢, 除了这个花蔓呢、啊，这个花装饰，这衣服的花饰全部枯萎，声光减少，就你在死前的一个星期里面开始听到这不好听的声音，哦，不悦耳的声音。你想想啊，你五百年了、啊，五百岁在那边天人，从来都没有听过这样难听的声音，突然间，哇，这个声音，哇！ 会让你的心呢，哇，震到。然后呢，他讲呢，通常呢，天人呢，开眼过后啊，他们还可以，还可以把眼睛关起来。可是呢，在你死前的那个心情，你开了眼之后呢，你就觉得，哎，突然间你的眼睛不能关起来。
So like that. So my point is that. So even you think of future life, then you think of happiness of future life. You know, you are attached to that kind of.Living, so you do practice, such as generosity, patience, you know, keeping precept like that. Yeah, you can achieve good result compared to Lord Ram, you know, so able to live long, able to enjoy that. But again, you know, you don't have that opportunity to practice Dharma. You know, such as, I'm just giving example of God Ram, you know, 500 years.You know, one way is just enjoying your good karma, that's all. You don't really create good karma again. Having that rebirth, you know, very difficult like that. So, so then, again, this is not big deal, you know.
So, 刚才讲到天人死前那个恐怖的景象对他们来讲是很恐怖的，因为他们从来都没有看过这样的东西，他们都很快乐。所以你可以看看呢，如果我们因为对天人未来生要投身到天人这种执着的心理而去修的话，当然了，我们过后这一生过后就得到了，真的我们得到了这个受用妙用无穷的这天人身。可得到这天人身的时候呢，也只是享用了有一个实现的快乐虽然我们享用觉得哇其实很多年你看到你自己成一天50岁然后成其实很长的时间，可是呢长时间的享这个这样长的时间或长节的享用，你却没有任何机会能够去修行佛法，因为你没从来都没有会想到修行佛法，每一样东西都这样快乐你能会想到。所以呢，这个是天人，就以这个天人为例子来告诉我们，就算你享受了500年的天人的好时光，你却没有一秒钟能够修到任何法，没有办法去修所以呢，就算你得到这个天人身又怎么样呢？对吗？所以他讲 No big deal
没有 big deal
100分
没有 big deal
天如觉得华文越来越好，你们小心了，以后不可以用华语讲它。
So, so also, you know, also they see, you know, they are able to see, you know.Which rebirth, in the next rebirth, why they're going to take rebirth, somehow they're able to see that, you know, before one week they're going to die, you know, able to see that, where, which kind of rebirth they're going to take, you know, they're able to see it, then they suffer so much. The point is, you know, before the 1 week, people are so joyful, but before 1 week, the death sign comes, you know, every other,God also abandoned them like that, you know. Then become so much miserable, you know.
所以这个天人不只是死亡的那一个星期死亡前的一个星期花啦枯萎啦生光啦减少了。这样的天人他有这个能力他是有神通力不同程度的神通，所以他可以看到未来生自己的未来生他有一些宿命通的能力，所以看到这一生完了，我下一生要去哪里？哇！所以你可以想象，如果你可以看到你的下一生要去哪里，好的不用紧了，你的天福享完了，你的好的寿命全部都用完了，你这剩下什么？所以对他们讲，看到下一生那个是很震惊的，他可以亲眼看到下一生是怎么样子的，那吓死了。所以呢，他 真的，所以他是很痛苦的，他那时候就很痛苦很着急的，所以他死前的那一个星期他所感受到那痛苦是前所未有的。而且呢，因为他的花冠突然发臭啊，圣光没有了，臭臭的，那天人是享用香香的什么，那其他的天人呢，跟他一起玩的朋友就全部跑掉了，就把他丢在孤孤单单，让他自己一个人去死掉了。
So like that. So then, so also they mention about the demigod, you know, so is part of the god realm, the demigod, you know. So demigod also, delivered there also because of the good karma. But again, you know, so there was so much suffering there, you mentioned that, you know, because of so much jealous, you know, seeing the, you know, god realm luxury, how they live, they're able to see that.So much jealous, you know, become so much unhappy. Then a lot of fighting there, you know. So,
这个阿修罗，你看到第一个穿那个军人服装啊，战服的这阿修罗，这阿修罗其实也是善道，也是天人的一种了。细分的话，这是。他也是因为对这个天人叫阿修罗道的执着啊，造了三业，所以才能够投身到这个阿修罗道。可是呢，阿修罗道呢，其实啊也不是完全快乐的，他也是有很大的痛苦的。为什么呢？因为这个阿修罗道他有很强的妒忌心，他可以看到天人的各种各样的享乐和享用。天人享用是我们想象不出来的，他可以看到天人是怎么样活，怎样过活的。所以一看到之后呢，他就起了妒忌心了，心里就感到不快乐了。这样怎么办呢？跟他抢过来了，就和他们开战大战。
So like that, so, I don't know, so then...
人也是这样的吗？You say you fight back now, you want to fight to get a thing.
So you can see that in the picture also, I don't know, I'm just going through the picture, you can see. But I didn't see in the text, but I don't know, in the picture you see there's some tree, one tree. In the picture, tree grow on the demigod realm, but then fruit tree go up to the god realm like that. So...You know, they enjoy, you know, the God realm enjoy all the result. You know, the tree below, you know, grow there. You know, the people want to cut.
Cut the tree.
Cut the tree with the axe, you see that. Then upstairs, you know, but they're not able to cut, you know, upstairs, they'll arrow and kill them or something like that, I don't know.
Oh, that's the demigods, right?
Yeah, that's
the... They're trying to cut the tree.
Yeah.
Oh.所以你看到这个图画，这个六道轮回，现在我们移到第三个圆圈了哈，一二三，今天我们终于移到第三个圆圈了。好，第三个圆圈就已经从中阴身投身出来呢，那个阿修罗道呢，就是看到有一个人在砍树的，对吗？哎，那个就是阿修罗道了。所以呢，树的上面哦，就是树，他用树来表示，就是住在更高层的那个天了，那个是天人了。那树下面呢，是那个阿修罗住的地方。那阿修罗妒忌心强嘛，看到他可以看到天人在享用嘛，所以他就拿那个斧头去砍，要把天人的东西砍下来，可是却不成功。
So like that. Then at the left side, I don't know right side, the left side, that human realm like that. You know, so that picture like you know, even human realm we have like birth, suffering of.Sickness, suffering of aging, suffering of death, like that. So different picture there you can see.
然后呢，在你这样看着图画，你这样看着图画的左边哦，你看到那个人道对吗？已经投身人道，你看到那个妈妈在床上哦，生出来了 ，baby 生出来了，所以就看到人道的生老病死都在里面。
So like that. So here the this you know the.Circle number three, so it shows what kind of rebirth we take. You know, when a bad karma, black karma, then you take low rebirth. When a good karma, you're created, then you take three upper realm. You know, so this consider six, you know, category there.
所以呢，你看到这个，这。 这个圆圈呢，就黑色的黑夜，就黑夜造作了恶业的话，就下去那个下三道，然后呢造了善业呢，你就上这三三道，所以三三道在上面，这个下三道恶业是在下面那三个。
Okay, so like that. So let I'll talk. Maybe next class I'll talk about the palm ram, palmless ram. How we take rebirth there. Next class I'll talk that. Then after that I'll talk about the 12 ling. You know that one. I'll talk next class.
所以今天我们还没有讲到十二因缘，十二缘起。所以下一堂课呢，我们讲到色界，还有无色界。然后过后呢，我们才讲到这个十二缘起或者十二因缘。
Yeah, any question?
大家有问题吗？这十五分钟是问题时间。哎，还没有讲到嘞。对对，后个星期啊。哦，你的播种是哪一个？一二三四五，我还没有看到嘞。第一个是哪一个？播种子哈。我老花眼了，看不到哪个播种子。Sorry. Bo Zhong Si. Oh, the blind man, huh? 你的无名是指那个被箭射中的哈？哦，这个是播种子哈。OK, 我明白你的播种子了。OK, Auntie is asking about the 12 links. Is it the ignorance is actually the one who sow the seed? But I can't find anyone sowing the seed, but I find the one with an arrow hitting the eye.
Next class, I'll talk.
跟你讲过了，你不相信，下一堂课啦。来。你要数学哈，来，阿修罗道是一天是我们人道多少天哈？She's asking how long is one day in the Asura's realm compared to the human's realm? Is it 50, 100, 1,000? Asura's.
Asura.
The demigods realms.
I haven't seen the text. I don't know exactly.
还没有去看。
I can find out next class. I don't have to.
下一堂课去查了跟你讲。
If you want to know, I'll find out.
通常都比人道长的了，人道是很短的。
那。
你的不清晰的动机是什么？为了下一生得到可以啊？为什么不可以？不可以，他就不会讲就是上去了吗？Oh, her question is: if let's say our motivation is impure, but we create virtuous karma, can we still enjoy the good rebirth?Even though with what they call impure motivation.
Yeah, I mean, just now we talk about that. thinking only oneself, you know. So thinking about happiness in a good life, you know, for the next life. Yeah? You are attached to that, then you can create good karma, of course. You know.
就刚才的例子讲过了，就是他的那个造善业的动机啊，其实是因为呢执着于下一生啊能够投生到善道去嘛。只是想了为了自己下一生的那享用下一生，所以呢他就去做布施啊、持戒啦、人安忍啊等等，所以他也是造了善业咯，所以他也是可以得到 善道啊，只不过他的善道是有个时间的了。对，对，对，所以你的问题是，啊，哦，上去哦 ，OK， 最高一层是七楼。每次都这样做了。 OK, Auntie Lianhua's question is, for example, we do some virtuous deeds, like doing some charity. So is it every time when we do something good, before we do something good, we have to have this motivation, we have to make a wish that whatever we want to do, we will dedicate to the attainment of Buddhahood. Every time, we must make this wish.To attain Buddhahood, I do this for everything we do. Wow.
So, of course, I mean, given what you want, you know, man, it's what you want. That's the big question here. You want Buddhahood?Then of course, always have to make that wish.
看你最终所要的是什么。如果你要成佛的话，当然你就需要这样发愿。
Yeah. I mean, individual. I mean, of course, you know, first, I really want Buddhahood. Then you put effort, everything what you do, dedicate that, motivate that way.You know, it's very, very good, you know.
所以这是看个人的。如果你是要修这个佛道，要学做佛的话，这样呢，你就需要在往这方面很精进的去做。所以你所做的每一样东西啊，你都是为了要成佛，要利益众生。如果你能够这样做的话，是非常好的。
Yeah, so that's the best motivation you can have. That's the best dedication you can do that. Once you do that, everything's included. You know, so point is that everything's included there.
所以呢，如果你能这样的去发心的话，然后完成之后能够这样的去回向的话，这样呢，你所做的每一样东西呢都是很好的。所以你想现在你要讲死对吧？哦，去那边也不可以，下去也不好，上去也不好，这样要讲死。OK， 不用死前了，应该是生前发愿。最快乐啊！哦。最快的OK, her question is, even though we say we want to practice Dharma, so we practice some virtuous deeds, so once we are able to go to gain the upper rebirth, it's actually not the ultimate, because after your life has ended, in the upper realms, you still have to fall back and you still have to go through the samsara again. So she remembers that what Kenmuchi say the best place for practice is actually this Jambavipa, this human realm, this human rebirth. It is the 你讲是最快乐的哈? 你还有讲最快乐的? 最快哦, 不是最快乐, it is the best, it is the best place to practice, and the speed is actually the fastest. So when we die, how should we motivate ourselves? How should we make a wish? Because going up is not the ultimate, it's not the solution. Going down, of course, is not the solution. So how should we die? And how do we make a wish when we die?
Go in the middle. make wish to take river in the middle.
Where is the middle?
Yeah, so of course, I mean the human rebirth, you know, this place, the human rebirth, of course, this is the best. You know, if you really want to practice, then this human rebirth is the best. You know.
如果呢，你真的要去修的话，真的想修行的话。 人道就是我们这个人呢，身为人，人道呢是修行真正要修行的最好的地方。
So like that. So, of course, I mean, just having human rebirth is not good enough. Of course, you know, you need all the condition. You know. So, you know, meeting, you know. Meeting the Buddha Dharma, you know, so in the Lamrim, you know, Tawa Jet, at leisure, and
10 perfections,
10 endowment, whatever, yeah, that is very important, you know, to achieve that kind of condition as a human being.
当然我们讲人道是修行最好的地方，可是光只是哦。 得到这个人身呢，并不足够。我们还需要有八暇和十圆满。这八暇就避免了这个八无暇，得到这个十圆满，也就是菩提道次第里面讲的啊，持欲佛法，有佛出世啊等等。So
like that, so human being, you have all this condition, then of course it become very easy want to practice Dharma. Then not only that, able to achieve enlightenment faster than any other place, you know.
所以呢，如果我们得到这样的人生呢，就是暇满的人生，就shortcut啊，暇满八暇十圆满。如果我们得到是暇满的人生的话，各种条件都具足的话，修法的条件具足的话，这样呢就很容易去修啊。这样要证得佛的果位呢，也就会更快了。
So like that. So I mean that you really want to practice Dharma, you know, continually. So then, of course, extremely worthwhile to make prayer to achieve this human rebirth, which is 8 leisure and 10 endowment. We contend that kind of human rebirth we should achieve. You know. So then, that kind of prayer is wonderful.
所以如果你真的想不间断的去修习佛法，但讲断讲不间断，是因为如果你掉下去，恶道你就很难了，你的修法就间断了。你如果你真的很想不间断的去修习佛法的话，当然呢，你就可以发愿哦，愿我来生再得暇满的人生再来修行，这样发愿呢是非常非常值得的。
Like that. So also, I mean, you have to know how to achieve that kind of rebirth again, what kind of thing we need to accumulate. you know, keeping the precepts, then making a strong prayer, then also you need to practice of the six perfection, you know.
所以呢，我们应该懂得讲哦，你就发愿，你当你这样发愿哦，愿我来世再得暇满的人生，这样你就要懂你这一生呢要怎么做才能得到哦，来生才能得到暇满的人生，该怎么做呢？第一，我们的持戒要清净；第二呢，我们要时常发大愿，很大的愿望要成佛，对吧？发大愿，而且呢，我们要去修这个六度法门。
Okay, so like that, yeah, that.
Sirji 和无色界。哦，是不是跟缘起有关系啊？这是你的问题啊。Rinpoche, Auntie wants to ask, because next week you're talking about form realm and formless realm. Does it have to do with dependent arising?Or dependent origination.
I don't understand our question.
Carol 就不明白你的问题，你可以更具体一点吗？你的问题不可以一半一半的嘞。等我再翻译过后，就变成四分之一而已嘞。我再翻译的另外一半又不见掉了。属于天人啊。
She's talking about the trailing or what?
She's trying to link the dependent arising. What has it got to do with taking a rebirth in form realm and formless realm?
No, when you talk about the trailing dependent origination, you have to know that also.
在那个十二缘起的时候就会讲了啊，十二缘起。可能你的问题等到Karen J 讲十二缘起的时候，你再看你有没有讲到你的问题啊？可以哦。
Form realm, formless realm is still in the samsara, in not like pure land, you know.
可色界和无色界呢，还是在轮回里面，六道轮回里面呢，因为它还不是还没有跳出轮回。对，啊，可以，哇，今天很多问题来。听到不可以去睡觉，他讲咯 This is not the ultimate solution 呢、啊。你修五道不一定会再得到人生的嘞，要得到人生，刚才Karen 就讲要持戒、发大愿，还有修六度嘞，还有发大愿，还有修六度法门嘞 ，Six perfections 啊。布施、持戒、精进、忍辱、静、禅修，还有智慧，啊，六波罗蜜，啊，十三业当然是比较好了。可是你不用说，你持五戒一定会再得到人道嘞，并不一定嘞。OK， 文涛。Okay, his question is like this. He find that it's contradictory when you say, you keep the five precepts, right? When somebody keeps the five precepts, actually, it will enable one person to take a human rebirth again, if you keep the five precepts well. Then, but if you keep the ten, perform the ten virtuous actions, and we do it well, we'll be able to take a rebirth in the Devas realms. OK, Okay, so isn't it very contradictory? Because we say that human realm is actually the best place for practice. So actually, I need not practice more virtuous deeds. I just need to keep my five precepts will do. Because human realm is supposed to be easier, you think.
No, no, 10 non-virtues, of course, you have to keep humility, humility, but you need to keep practice of 10 non-virtues, you know. You have to keep that practice, not only 5%.
So, 不只是修, 不只是持那五戒了, 还是要持十善戒的, 去修那十善业的。 天道什么 criteria? so what's the criteria to take rebirth in the Devas realms?
Huh?
What are the criteria? What are the success criteria?
You want to go?
To go to the to become a Deva in future realms. 不是我啦，这个叫业果。种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，不是 rewards 啊。
So I mean, as mentioned that, you know, keeping 10 virtues, avoiding 10 non-virtues. I mean, this is very important to take the higher rebirth, God realm, human rebirth, whatever you want to take rebirth, that's the very basis, you know. So then, on top of that, of course, practice of morality, giving charity, being patient, being enthusiastic, having some wisdom. You know, those are important to take higher rebirth. Then of course, how much luxury you have, what kind of rebirth, of course, again mentioned that how much you do the charity. You know, how handsome you look, then again this, how much precept you keep, how well the precept you keep, you know. So there's many, you know, so like that. So all this cause we need to take higher rebirth. But again, what really determines is the prayer, I think. You know, how you determine what kind of prayer you make, you know, end of the day. You know, your motivation, I want to take God rebirth, I want to take God rebirth. All this cause, dedicate, motivate that, lead that to that kind of direction. Again, of course, you need God realm, you need to enjoy this kind of luxury, this kind of long life, of course, you need a lot of merit. You know.
So, you know, 其实刚才你的问题是说, 天道和人道的不可以用你守戒的, 人道比较少, 天道持戒的要多, 那个不是那个考量点, 因为呢, 无论是人道或者天人道呢, 只要是善道的话呢, 我们都是应该 应该行这个十善业，然后避免造作这个十不善业，这个呢是基本的要求了，不论是人道或者天道，这是基本的要求。没有修十善业，避免十不善业。对，所以呢，除了这些之外呢。 除了这些啊，这些是基本的了，就共通的。不是天道、人道共通的。除了这些之外呢，我们应该持戒清净了，这样我们可以修安忍啦，做布施啦，等等哦，等等这些六度六度东西哦。然后呢，精进啦，然后也有做禅修啦，智慧啊，开发自己智慧，这些呢都能够，是我们投生到。 下一生投生到善道的资粮，我这样说了，都是投到善道的资粮。当然，如果你想得到下一生想得到很大很大的福报受用的话，这样子你所积累的那个福报，你所做的功德就要更大。 所以你的布施，比如说讲布施来讲，如果你要得到更多的享用，下一生要得到更小，你做布施，那你想很大很大的享用，这样你的布施叫做很大很大，它是相应的啊，它是相应的。所以呢，你要得到多大的享用啊？就看有时候，比如说我想下一生成为一个帅一个或者个美女的话，这样就看我的持戒。持戒有多好，那我所持的戒多不多？如果我持的戒很多，我也守得很好，这样我可能就是一个大帅哥大美女了。如果比较少一点呢，就小帅哥小美女，呵呵，这样的，对吗？所以这样看什么是比较有决定性的，像 Cambridge Roommate 是我们的发愿。我们除了做这些，看我们的发愿，因为发愿是很个人的一种东西嘛，你个人一种心的力量。如果发愿，我发愿要发愿成佛的话，它就会推动我；我发愿求生到人道去修行的话，它就会推动我去这方面去。所以呢，我下一生我的享用或者要去哪一道，或者是我的享用究竟有多大，就看。看我的这个修的力量，而且要看我修的力量，我的回向啊，我的发愿是往哪方面走。
Okay, we stop here. Today time is over. Yeah.
Okay, 今天就讲到这里。所以现在我们就做回向，中英文的回向。像上个星期天荣君还讲我们要念那个什么
后个星期下个星期没有
哦，下个星期没有课，因为下个星期是长寿法会，然后你们要记得下星期是长寿法会哦，是早上9:30啊，这个我不要讲英语哈，哦，你们自己记得早上9:30来哦，下星期长寿法会。好，现在做回向，这个法本里面31、32，然后33、34 ，dedication。Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta, that has not arisen, arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，为生令其速升起，以生令其不退转。
Just as the brave Manjushri and Samatabhadra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way, that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtues with dedication praise as the best, but the victorious ones that's gone of 3 times, so I might perform good works.
勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学。我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切30善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。